producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Welcome to the second hour of the Common Sense Show. Sure glad to have you here on this Halloween weekend. Hope your day is going well, and I'm glad you're spending a little time with us as we look over the news of the week and try to see what in perspective can make your life a little better. Now, you know, it's the World Series going on right now, and of course, there's nothing like watching the World Series and eating a good hot dog. But there's some problem with that. New study came out this way by the World Health Organization, I think sanctioned by part of the UN and other studies by a number of professors, saying that bacon, hot dogs, cold cuts, steaks, meat gives you a much higher rate of possibly having cancer, catching cancer. I don't know if it gets you catch cancer, but developing cancer. How much truth is this? Can you eat red meat? We've been hearing about this debate for years and years. You would think after all these years that the scientific community could give us some specific signs, but it seems like it's more jumbled today than it's ever been before. We've had Dr. Gerald Edelman on our program before. He's an oncologist over in the Dallas area. His website is on my website at jimbrownusa.com. Want to get his expert advice about the whole idea of eating processed foods and eating meat. Hey, Dr. Gerald, good to talk to you today.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing this morning, Jim?
Well, I'm doing fine, except I don't know if I should eat my hot dog as I see the Royals try to take number three from the Mets in the World Series here now. So what did you read about this new study? I'm looking here at the Wall Street Journal front page story. Headline says, "Red Meat Tied to Cancer Study Says." And, of course, when it comes from the World Health Organization, that's a pretty respectable operation. Did you see that article? What was your response when you saw this new development to where a new study is coming out about red meat?
Yes. So, first of all, the short answer I have is moderation is okay. This debate has been going on for a long time. About meat. So, you know, red meat basically is one category, but the other category is, you know, the sausage and the hot dogs that you're talking about imply that they preserve it with nitrates and nitrosamines. So that's what makes those hot dogs red. So let's talk about both categories. First of all, there's been a lot of talk about this, you know, for a long period of time, about red meat causing colon cancer, for example. There's never been any real conclusive scientific data. So I respect the World Health Organization, but again, you know, we don't want to get too carried away with names and titles, because the type of scientific evidence for this is very weak. In this particular study, what the statistics mounted to was worldwide, studying, you know, obviously millions of people, it amounted to 6 people out of 100 would be your baseline getting some form of cancer, and maybe 7 people out of 100 would get cancer if they ingested a lot of red meat or these processed preservative meats like hot dogs. So it's not big numbers. And the type of study that the WHO used, the World Health Organization, doesn't have the highest level of validation of science. So it's very weak. So my message to your listeners is don't overdo anything. And that includes meat, includes, you know, the preserved meats. But by all means, if you want to have a hot dog and watch the game, that's a lot healthier than forcing yourself not to, in my opinion.
the pressure's on you, make you so worried about it. So you're saying, say I eat a steak, I eat a filet or eat a porterhouse steak once a week. You think that's within the norm? You think is that considered moderation? I mean, I'm thinking as a non-medical professional, if I eat steak four times a week, that's probably pushing the envelope. But if our listeners eat a nice steak once a week, is that sound reasonable or more than that, less? What do you think?
Yeah, well, that's a really good point, Jim. What is moderate? And that comes to the, you know, we talked about these studies. We don't really know what moderate means because they can't control in these types of studies for those kinds of quantitative numbers. Not only can't they control for that, but they can't even come up with absolutes in terms of whether it does cause or doesn't cause cancer. And that's because the variable, when they look at, these are not studies that look prospectively at people and randomized to, you know, those that eat a lot, you know, say one steak a week versus two a week versus five a week prospectively going into the future. That's not the kind of study we're looking at. The kind of study we're looking at is where they look at many, many different countries. And they look at many different studies that have been done in many different countries, and then they try to pool everything together with statistical tricks. And so you can't really define that. So what I say is kind of the theme of your show, which is common sense. What is moderation? I think moderation has to be defined by your common sense, each individual. So personally, I eat red meat probably two or three times a week. I exercise about four times a week, and I try to balance the other things that I eat, you know, and integrate that in. That's my own common sense approach to this.
Well, let me ask you this. There was a great amount of attention, not just in America, but worldwide, when Bill Clinton had his heart attack and, you know, such a high profile guy, as popular former president. And so he talked about his diet to where he, to clear out his arteries, to try to reverse some of the damage done there to him, that he gave up dairy products, that he gave up all, you know, meats of any kind, chicken, anything like that. I think maybe he says he cheats and eats a piece of fish once or twice a week. But he really went to extremes saying it was necessary. And why I say that, Doc, is that we've got a number of older listeners who probably have overeaten over the years and have are taking Crestor. I take Crestor every night. And so who are worried about that plaque building up on their arteries. Do you go to extreme? You think that's too much to demand? And does something like that work? Clinton went on national talk shows and talked about his diet because he wanted to live a ripe old age. Well, hey, I want to live a ripe old age. So do you. So how do you evaluate something like that, even though you're still relatively healthy? But we all know if you're 60s or 70s, you've got that plaque building up in you. So do you consider going to extremities like that, or is that just really way out of line?
Yeah, great question. So first of all, what I would recommend for your listeners that are concerned about this is the first rule is go get checked. So if you haven't gone to your doctor to check for coronary artery disease, you should definitely go. And what that involves is pretty simple. It's nothing to be afraid about. The cardiologist or your primary care doctor is going to, you know, basically take a history and a physical and draw your cholesterol levels. And then they might take a EKG or if there's some concern, you might even have, a stress test. The stress test is kind of misnamed. It's, you know, it's kind of a scary name. But basically what that means is you're going to get up on a treadmill and they're going to walk you a bit. And they're going to check your heart rate while they do that to see if there's any functional blood. You know, the blood is cut off from your heart during that exercise.
So right, Doctor, let me stop you. Doc, let me stop you right there because I've got to take a pause. Can you stay with me for one more segment? Because this is interesting. This really hits home. Talking to Dr. Gerald Edelman. He's an oncologist out of the Dallas area. His website, easiest way, go to my website at jimbrownusa.com. You'll find all about Dr. Edelman. And we've got some important questions for all of our health. I'm concerned about mine. I know you're concerned about yours. So let's take a pause. Get yourself a cup of coffee, which I think is okay for you. And we'll come right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Working on a home or residential painting project? There's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, we're trying to make some better understanding about the new studies coming out about meat, processed meat, to what kind of diet you should take into your body, and how you make some common sense out of all this. Dr. Gerald Edelman's been on our show before. He's an oncologist from over in the Dallas area. His website is drjerrys.com. Hey, Doc, tell my listeners just what is an oncologist?
An oncologist is a doctor that specializes in treating cancer. And I treated as a medical oncologist all types of cancers. A lot of people ask me, you know, what type of cancer. So we treat all cancers. You know, I wanted to get back to what you asked me before the break. It's very passionate. You know, I feel passionate about it. So what you were asking me was about Bill Clinton and his heart attack, and he went to a very extreme situation to try to reverse some of the damage to live longer. And we were talking about getting checked by your doctor, so I told your listeners a little bit about that. But let me give some other advice, you know, once you've done that. So first of all, in the diet, I think the most important thing, and you and I have spoken about this before, is to decrease your sugar intake. And it's not the sugar that's obvious. It's the sugar that's hidden in our diet. So you got to start looking at the labels like we talked about. But so there's a couple of rules about diet that I want to outline. Number one, don't mix fat with sugar. So if you're going to have a steak, remember we said what's moderate? Well, 1-2 steaks a week, maybe 3. But you're not going to mix that steak with anything that's going to spike your blood sugar. And so we don't want to mix the steak with potato. We don't want to mix it with anything that's going to cause a blood sugar spike. The other thing is that we talked a little bit about exercise before. We want to do probably weight training is more effective if you're eating a low-sugar diet than aerobic exercise. So I would skew more towards the resistance training. Check with your doctor, make sure it's okay to go ahead and do that. And the last thing I'm going to say is, there's actually been some pretty good studies. We talked about the WHO study and the red meat issue as to whether it causes or doesn't cause cancer. Well, there have been a lot of probably even more valid population studies that suggest a glass of red wine with your meal daily actually is correlated with longevity. And I think there's some evidence that that actually decreases your cholesterol, which, of course, the cholesterol leads to coronary artery disease. So those are some practical, common-sense things to do. And the last thing along this topic to your listeners, do not do anything extreme. Anytime anybody talks about extreme or recommends doing something extreme, don't listen to them. What we've talked about is what Jim Brown's channel and station and show is all about, common sense.
Well, that's good, a good lesson. I think it works for anyone. It just kind of look over what you're doing. No, don't go to the extremes. Let me ask you this, what I think is interesting. When you see the studies on this red meat, it said, you know, steaks are more likely to cause a certain kind of cancer, and processed meats another kind of cancer. You've got a variety of cancers, and when I read about it as a layman, it seems like different items you eat or different ways you live your life can cause different kinds of cancer. You know, it seems like other diseases you catch all come from kind of the same flow. You know, you get a flu shot because the flu bug's going around. But isn't that interesting? And I'm sure you sign on to it, but why different things cause different types of cancer? They're just not one cancer you get. It happens to be in your liver or your wherever it happens to be. But wonder why different areas cause different types of cancer.
Yeah, that's another excellent question. So first, let's just re-summarize that none of the data about meat and cancer is conclusive. So I just want to make sure we get that across to your listeners, because I like common sense, and I want to make sure your listeners don't exclude a good source of protein from their food list just because of this weak data. That's number one. Number two, so for many, many years, there has been a correlation with these types of studies between the processed meats like hot dogs and ham. They have a red color, and they contain nitrates and nitrosamines, nitrates and nitrates. And those meats have been correlated with stomach cancer. Red meat in general, like steaks, there's been an attempt to correlate it with colon cancer. So nitrates, nitrosamines, hot dogs, ham, those kinds of cold cuts that are red, correlate with gastric cancer, stomach cancer. The pork and the beef have been, there's an attempt to correlate it with colon. Again, very weak correlations, but the scientific reasons for those correlations, you know, and why they're in different areas of the body have to do with where that food sits for the longest period of time. And so the cells in the stomach are exposed to these nitrates and nitrosamines. And then the red meat, of course, goes through the colon. And there's the theory has been that there's a slower transit. You know, your stool doesn't pass as quickly if you don't have a high fiber diet and you have a lot of meat. Again, not real strong data. It's just meant for you to kind of register it, think about it. Maybe don't eat that fourth steak, you know, every week.
Right. Doc, let me ask you something. We don't have a lot of time left, but supplements. Is any tie to supplements that can help you fight certain types of cancer? I mean, we hear so much about omega-3 and fish oil for your heart. And what about supplements in general for cancer defense?
Well, number one, my feeling is that there's very little data that taking supplements help you. And number two, I think a lot of that area, maybe 90%, is a ripoff. So I want your listeners to beware. That's all. I'm not saying don't take something that you strongly believe in. I'm just saying be aware that a lot of it's a marketing scam. It's kind of like those guys that used to go around in the cowboy westerns and sell snake oil in their wagons. You know, the whole area of supplements is filled with fraud and filled with people making claims that really haven't had a lot of scientific validity. The other thing is that realize that supplements, especially if you take them in excess, can actually be harmful to you. So I want to tell you something interesting real quick. So there recently was data published that taking antioxidants when you're fighting cancer, now this is not before you have cancer, right? We always think of that as preventative. But a lot of people take a lot of high-dose antioxidants when they have cancer. It turns out they do worse. And there's theories that the antioxidants protect the cancer cells.
Good
gosh. Bottom line, common sense.
Good summary. Dr. Gerald Edelman, my guest, who's been on several, he's kind of our resident doctor on issues like that. His website is drjerrys.com. You can find it on my website at jimbrownusa.com. Hey, thanks for being with us as always, Dr. Jerry. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks. Have a good day.
That was fun. Thanks, Jim. Bye.
Be right back.
To Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Your house. is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or will you forget?
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey the do list from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This whey protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
I think you'll find interesting. There's a Cajun from down in South Louisiana, down where I live, who moves up to Indianapolis. We've got a lot of listeners in the Indianapolis area. Opens up a Cajun restaurant, pretty popular up that way. And so somebody comes in and robs him not too long ago, and he immediately puts in this idea. You get a 25% discount if you're pistol packing, if you have a license to carry a gun. Now, you don't have to actually bring the gun in the restaurant. You show your license that you're legally carrying a gun, you get a 25% discount. And the whole issue comes up. It hits home to me. Some of the night, you know, people come to New Orleans to eat in good restaurants. Several of the best restaurants in New Orleans, in the uptown area, thugs came in at two or three at a time, had guns, and robbed all the patrons. They had to give their cell phones, all their wallets. And this has happened on several occasions at some of the nicer restaurants in New Orleans. Puts a fear factor into you. You go out and eat at night. So one of the solutions should patrons be allowed to carry guns in the restaurant? This fellow, Art Bouvier, who lives up in Indianapolis, says just the fact that word has gotten around, he thinks, will protect that situation. Rita Mort is joining me right now. She's with U.S. Law Shield. That's a leading voice on Second American rights issues. And I want to get her thoughts on this. Hey, Rita, thanks for joining us on the Common Sense Show today.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
Rita, tell me your thoughts. I understand your organization being a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, saying that any individual has the constitutional guarantee, with some limitations because of criminal records or mental problems, that they can carry a gun. How about in public places like this, though? You go into a restaurant, and of course we've had the terrible tragedy of a movie theater shooting down my way. Do you think it's that anything wrong with this owner encouraging his patrons to come in and bring their pistol?
Absolutely not, Jim. I mean, what we are at U.S. Law Shield is the leading, you know, firearms legal defense program. So essentially, if any law-abiding citizen uses their gun to defend themselves, you know, we defend them to the fullest extent of the law, both criminally and civilly. And I really think the late Charlton Heston put it best when he said, you know, guns are neither good nor bad. However, if good people don't have guns, then the bad guys with guns win. So I think that with the restaurant owners was trying to do was just encourage law-abiding citizens who have guns to come into his establishment to discourage the bad guys from thinking that they can get one over on him. So I really applaud that type of thinking. I mean, as you know, there are a lot of different laws and states across the country. And for instance, here in Texas, where I live in the Dallas area, we have what we call a 51% rule, which is if an establishment, if their sales exceed 50% in liquor, you can't bring a gun in there. However, where I'm from originally, in rural western Pennsylvania, you can bring, you know, a gun, open carry, into any bar. So there are differing laws in differing states, but I say, you know, if it's legal in your state and you want to encourage law-abiding citizens to come in with their guns, it's a good idea. I don't think most of us worry too much about whether we get robbed in the middle of the night. We worry more about if we're going to get robbed when people could get hurt.
Well, I think that in a democracy, there's some give and take, and I understand that. But, you know, I teach driving, not professionally, but I teach to all my kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews. I'm a good driver's education guy. And what I tell them is that there are some very, you know, that most of the drivers, the majority of drivers, are good, responsible drivers. But you've got some real kooks and crackpots out there that don't take their driving responsibility seriously. And I think the same thing applies to gun ownership. Does it concern you that you might have a shootout that's somebody walks in the restaurant and all of a sudden there's an open warfare going on to where other innocent people are killed because of an irresponsible gun owner? You and I agree that people with mental health issues shouldn't be carrying a gun. But you know, there's a lot of just kind of real goofy types out there that carry that gun and would love to pull it out at the first provocation. Does that concern you at all in terms of that kind of confrontation happening?
Honestly, Jim, it really doesn't. And I guess it's because, you know, the name of your show is Common Sense, I think. I think I was raised in pretty much a common sense environment myself. And, you know, I believe that crazy people are going to do crazy things and whether laws exist or not. I mean, laws only keep honest people honest. So I don't think there's going to be some rash of shootouts, you know, in restaurants. I think also that restaurant owner was really encouraging people that had concealed handgun licenses to come to his establishment. That's a commitment. You know, for instance, you know, here in Texas, and every state differs again, but, you know, you're going to take an 8-hour class and, you know, you have to pass certain background checks and things like that. So I don't think it's going to be the shootout at the OK Corral. And as you well know, we have cities in this nation where it's illegal to own a handgun and they have the highest, you know, gun crime rates in the country. So, you know, again, I think that encouraging law-abiding, you know, citizens to bring their guns into your establishment just says that you're, you know, you're a Second Amendment-friendly kind of organization, and those are the kinds of people you want to attract.
Now, U.S. Law Shield, you say that, I know you've got a number of lawyers in your staff. Tell me the types of people you defend in terms of their right to carry a gun.
Sure. Well, certainly they have to, you know, be abiding by all the gun laws in their state for us to defend them. Those laws do vary from state to state, but we're established to help people who are you know, legally defending themselves against, you know, crimes of aggression, or have maybe inadvertently broken a law and weren't aware of it. You know, for instance, in some, you know, some of these laws are pretty numerous and thorny, as the founding fathers would have said, and it's illegal to even discharge a firearm in certain places or display your firearm in certain places. So as long as people just kind of make an honest mistake or are defending themselves, those are the type of people that we defend. We had a gentleman in Oklahoma last year who had someone break into his house, you know, a couple of days before Christmas, and, you know, we defended that individual. We aren't certainly defending anyone that that is being an aggressor in any situation. We would never encourage that.
Now, you use the word aggressor, and I want to give you this example because I think we all agree that someone who's been a convicted felon that has been involved in any kind of violence or robbery, anything like that, has got no business carrying a gun. What about the white-collar criminals? What about your local banker in a small town, and he gets caught into a situation where maybe he Dennis Haslett, the former Speaker of the House, who violated the laws of reporting that you can't report more, you got to report more than $10,000. So he gets around those laws. Now he's a convicted felon, and he goes back to his home, small hometown in Illinois, and he can't carry a gun for the rest of his life. There are federal laws on the books that say that. There's a provision, I think, in the federal laws that says, well, you can apply if you're a nonviolent felon, but Congress has never appropriated the money for a program like that. What about a situation like that? Should the guy who's a white-collar guy who, again, Haslett is a perfect example, 70-year-old guy, lives in a small town, wants to protect his family, violated the banking laws, should he be allowed to get his gun rights back or not?
Well, you know, I wouldn't really want to opine on a subject like that, as you know, I'm not an attorney or anything along those lines. And you know, the states have the right to make these you know, a number of these regulations, and if that's what they determine.
No, this is federal. No, this is federal.
I know
Washington D.C.
I know what you're referring to, and they haven't appropriated money to deal with some of the potential, you know, things that could fall out of that. But I don't really, you know, again, I don't really feel qualified to opine on that particular subject.
I think most of the rules
are made for people that they're worried about are going to be, you know, violent aggressors. But, you know, let's face it, none of us should commit a felony. So there are ramifications to committing felony crimes. And if that's one of them,
one of the most popular books in the country today, Rita. Yep. Hey, Rita, got to go. Got to take a break. I'm sure glad to have you on the show. I'd like to follow up with you on that question. One of the most popular books in America, 3 Felonies a Day. Everybody commits a felony every single day in their lives, is what a Harvard professor's written. We'll talk about it some more. Rita, glad to have you on the show. Tell my listeners we'll come back right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockPocket.com. Or, will you forget?
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
I was thinking of our last guest, the young lady who's with the Second Amendment organization, talking about your right to carry a gun into a restaurant. That's tough. You just don't want to see widespread shootings, lots of innocent people getting killed, but that is the national law. And quite frankly, when the police seem not able to deal with the situation, I mentioned down in New Orleans, we broadcast often from New Orleans on the weekend, and of course New Orleans is looked on as the restaurant capital of America. When it comes to eating, you know, there's pretty much three cities in this country today. There's New York, San Francisco, and New Orleans, with all the new innovative restaurants that are going on. Several of them are located in the uptown area, really nice area where you'd wear a sport coat or coat and tie to go to the restaurant, first-rate meals, expensive restaurants. And there's been several instances in recent months where someone's just broken in, or a couple of armed robbers, thugs, will break in the door. And because a lot of these restaurants lock their doors when it gets dark, and you come and you ring the bell to get in. The door's locked, and they come and bash the door in and take a gun and rob their customers of their cell phones, their wallets, and clean out the whole restaurant. And so when you got a situation like that, particularly when, you know, it's hard to get police response at a very quick period of time, well, then what are your options? Either you let your patrons carry a gun, or you keep an armed guard at the restaurant. You have to pay to do that, or you dramatically increase the budgets of your police department. I'll tell you a trick I use, and I'm not really paranoid about this. I just think it's good common sense. When I go into any restaurant, I always want my back to the wall. I want to be able to look at the front door. And I do this almost unconsciously. I don't make a big deal about it. But I pick my table, and I ask for a table that is close to an exit, close to the hallway that goes into the kitchen, because there's invariably a back door And if someone would break in along those lines, I would like to have a way of getting out. A car crash through the front door. If there was a huge storm, or fire, how would you get out of that restaurant or that public place? And again, the rule of thumb that I don't know what someone told me this years and years ago, but take the time. It's almost self-consciously. Your eyes quickly scan the restaurant, and I want my back to the wall. My wife knows when we meet several other couples, try to hold me a seat. If I'm running late, hold me a seat. I don't want to be facing the wall to my guests and not be able to know what's going on behind me. So that's just a little idea or not trick, but just an idea that makes you a little safer in a public place like this. What you do about the movie theaters now, movie theaters I've seen are beefing up a lot because of what happened in Aurora out in Colorado, what happened in Lafayette, Louisiana. And so there's often guards in the movie theaters, but do you put the metal detectors in the movie theaters? How do you respond to something like that? Tough instance, but I did want to share with you putting your back to the back, to the wall when you're in a restaurant. I do that all the time, and I'm going to keep doing it. Hillary Clinton made a comment this week that I thought was interesting. She said this. She said, "I mean, if we're honest, for a lot of well-meaning, open-minded white people, the sight of a young black man in a hoodie still evokes a twinge of fear." And she didn't elaborate, saying, should it, when she talks about a lot of well-meaning, open-minded white people, should it bring about an intense fear, the sight of a young man, black man? I would argue black or white. It engenders concerns in me. She didn't go ahead and say, yes, it should be of concern. She didn't say that. I'll say it right now. I don't care if you're black, white, blue, Hispanic, whatever. If you're wearing a hoodie at night under certain circumstances, again, you case the situation and evaluate, I have some concerns. I've had it on a number of occasions. I'll give you a couple examples, especially if it's warmer weather. If it's not real cold and rainy, sure, if it's pouring down rain, then a hoodie makes sense. But if the weather's not that cold and you see any younger man in a hoodie walking down the street, I would be concerned about it. I went to a birthday party down in New Orleans at the Roosevelt Hotel. You know the Roosevelt Hotel, the Blue Room of the Roosevelt Hotel, used to broadcast every Saturday night. People all over America would listen to the dance music, Leon Kellner's orchestra. And WWL radio down there is a 50,000-watt station, goes all over the country. You can hear, I can listen to LSU football in New York City on a Saturday night or out in the West Coast, the signal's so strong. In any event, I left the birthday party from the Blue Room last year at the Roosevelt Hotel, went across the street to the parking lot. That 10 o'clock at night, I was by myself. And I went to the elevator in this parking garage. You go up and get your car. Then as you come down, you pay as you're leaving. So there was a young African-American, happened to be, but had been in the same situation as a young white guy in a hoodie, hood up over his head. It was not raining outside. It was not cold outside. He was standing for the elevator to wait to get on the elevator. So the door opens, and he's getting on the elevator. And he pulls the door back for me to get on the elevator. My choices are to get on the elevator, go get my car, or make a decision not to get on with him and get my own elevator. And I'm weighing in my mind, I can't see his face because of the hoodie. He has on kind of scuffed jeans, tennis shoes. Do I put my life in jeopardy if he's maybe one in 50 thugs with a hoodie? Where the other 49 are not just decent kids with a hoodie on, it's the thing to do. I opted not to get on the elevator. I said, "Oh, I'm waiting for somebody," and just waved away and walked out. He went on up. I took the next elevator by myself, got in my car, came down. He was ahead of me as we drove down. Maybe I was overly cautious. Maybe I should not have responded that way. So when Hillary Clinton says, if we're honest, for a lot of well-meaning, open-minded white people, the sight of a young black man in a hoodie still evokes a twinge of fear. It evokes a twinge of fear in me if the young man's Hispanic, if he's white. if he's in a situation where the hoodie just seems a little out of place. I would be defensive about a situation like that. Used to broadcast a daily radio show, early morning radio show down in New Orleans for 3 years after Hurricane Katrina. And often I would stay, go out and eat dinner with some friends at night in some of the different areas of town, a place called the Marigny. It looks about, a lot like Havana, Cuba. If you want to see what Havana's like, go down to the Faubourg Marigny in New Orleans. You'll see just what it's like, the architecture, the palm trees. So I'm leaving a restaurant about 9:30 at night, go home, get ready for my show the next day. And as I'm walking down the street, I see three young men coming towards me, have hoodies on. I couldn't tell if they're black or white. It didn't make any difference. They looked like they were kind of easing down the street. Lights were not real bright. I was by myself. You know what I did? I turned around and walked back into the restaurant. I'm not trying to be fearful or overreactive. They walked on by. I couldn't tell when they walked on by. I was standing there in the restaurant entrance whether they were dangerous or not, but I wasn't going to take a chance. I just used some good common sense, just like we talk about on this radio program, and waited till they had gone by, went and got in my car to go and left. So Clinton raises the question. I think it's a good question to raise, but she didn't answer the question. She didn't answer the question, you see. And I would have answered the question, the sight of a, she said black man, I'd say black or white man in the hoodie, does it evoke a twinge of fear? To me, it does. Yes, the answer to your question, Hillary Clinton, is yes, it does bring a tinge of fear. And I'm not saying she'd be against the law to wear a hoodie. I'm just saying I'm not going to pass someone in the evening hours when I'm alone by myself. I wouldn't do it with my wife, quite frankly. Say I saw a couple of young guys coming down with a hoodie. You know the knockout game? They sneak up and hit you and try to knock you out in one hit, which is still, and let me say, oh, that doesn't, yes, yeah, sure it happens. I can tell you, I had a nephew it happened to, right in New Orleans, on a busy thoroughfare it happened. So you've got to use some your own common sense in terms of your projections, particularly in a time when budgets are being cracked down. We had a guest on the show earlier. We're spending too much money in government. Well, if our police departments are cutting back, they don't have the manpower or people power on the streets to protect you. They don't have the bright street lights out there to protect you. Then you've got to protect yourself. And so that's why so many of these questions are coming up about gun rights, protecting yourself. We want to live in peace. I wish there was a world where nobody needed protection, nobody needed weapons, no, there's no fear, but it's just not that way in America today. So you have responsibility to make these tough, tough decisions. Hey, we're out of time. Hope you had a nice Halloween weekend. I sure did. Hope you'll listen same time, same station. If you're uncertain, if you're traveling, listen to me. Check your local stations for time. And we're on a variety of times throughout the weekend. Hope you'll have a good week. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Take care. We'll talk to you next week to make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.